Welcome to the You Are Covered podcast. I'm Hannah Lynn Miller, your host, and I'm so glad you are with me on this episode. I am a huge fan of sustainable fashion. You guys know this. And one company that I really admire is called Allbirds. I've been using their shoes for a while now. I have a pair that I have had for like 5 years, and I still wear it. You know why? Because not only are their products sustainably made, but you can also wash your shoes. Like, this is a game changer for my husband and I. You can just throw it in the washer and bam, your shoes are washed. I just love that about these shoes. So they have really amazing workout wear, and they also have their shoes that are just top notch. So if you want to check it out, I put a link to Allbirds in my show notes, and you can find the link right there. Enjoy. Welcome back to the You Are Covered podcast. I'm Hannah Lynn Miller. I am your host. I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you so much for being here and clicking on this podcast. I am excited to dive into a few things. We are going to talk about a couple of different things. We're going to talk about relationships and prayer mostly, and we're going to talk about prayer and our thought life. So we're going to dive in a little bit. I've got this CBT deck of cards. I don't know if you have ever tried these out, but or heard of them, but cognitive behavioral therapy is cool to study, but and that's something that I really like to use with my clients. So I got this deck of cards. So at the end of this episode, we're going to do a little thought practice, and it's going to be around black and white thinking. Which, when you're in black and white thinking, some things like life can be difficult for you, and relationships can be difficult for you. So we're going to talk about it coming up. But first, I want to read to you a little bit about what I wrote a couple years ago about prayers and relationships. Prayers can grow relationships, and relationships can change your prayers. One of my favorite verses to pray over is Colossians 3:12-14. I like to pray these over my relationships. There's four ways that your relationships can change through prayer that I have found in the Bible. One, if you feel lonely, you can pray for a friend who is following after Jesus. I've had seasons in my life where I haven't had friends that have aligned with me on a few things, and it can be a lonely season. But let me tell you, it is way better to be alone than to walk with people who are not aligned with what you're trying to do and with life, right? So you could pray, and that verse is Ecclesiastes 4:9-10. If you have conflict with a friend, you can pray over that conflict and see how it can change your life, and then also your relationship with that person. Like, maybe because you got through conflict, your relationship is stronger. It is the worst thing when you have conflict and that friendship doesn't get stronger, because not only does conflict stink, but it also is hurtful, and then it's hard. And then sometimes it breaks the friendship. It doesn't go well. And that is like the worst thing ever. And so praying through relationships is really key. You can also pray for a change of heart instead of seeking revenge. I think sometimes we can think, oh, I want to pay them back for whatever they did or whatever they said. But really praying for that person and saying, Lord, you need to touch their heart, because nothing that I do or say is ever going to change their mind. They're not going to see how that hurt me. And so sometimes thinking, okay, God, you're going to have to show up in this situation, and I'm going to have to see you change this heart, this person's heart. And God will. Like, it is crazy how God, I've seen him really show up in my friendships. I have some amazing friends. They're like family to me. And so I think just knowing that is how God shows up in your life is through relationships and friendships. And those are four things that you can pray through. Oh, this one too. Pray for your friends when they have challenges that come their way. Because not only are they God answering your prayers, but also he's going to answer their their prayers like through you. And it's just a really cool experience. I think some of the coolest moments in my life has been going through a hard season and my friends praying for me. And I could feel their prayers. Like, I have one friend in particular. Actually, I've got a couple of good, solid friends that pray for me and things happen, okay? Those are the kinds of friends that you need. Now that I think about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I literally just did that today. I just texted a bunch of my friends in a group message. And I'm like, hey guys, like, John and I going through a hard season. We really need prayer. We got some news with ministry. We got some news with client. Like, we needed prayer. And I have a couple of great friends that I know actually pray for me, because I can feel the spirit moving when they pray for me. And that is what you need in friends. So if you don't have some of those, let's jump back up to the top. Start praying for them. This could be an opportunity for God to really grow your faith and watch him work. I just want to start off this episode with that. It's a good reminder. Pray for your friends. Pray for friends who really follow the Lord and just want to grow in him. It's such a beautiful thing. God is so relational. He loves redemption. He loves unity. He loves peace. He loves his kids getting along. Psalm 133 verse 1 says, "How good and pleasant is it when God's people live together in unity." And then Colossians 3:12 through 14 says, "Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against the other, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you must also forgive. And above all these things, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body." This is going to sound so crazy and weird, but when I was a freshman, I spent some time with an acquaintance of mine in college, and I decided I really wanted to be her friend. This is so funny, but I prayed about it, and I prayed that we could be friends. Well, we weren't really that close for a few years, and she was more of a friend of a friend, and it wasn't until the end of my time in college that we really got to know each other, and today she's one of my friends, and we've kept up since graduating college. It's a cool friendship. And it's really the first time that I saw and realized that God does listen to prayers about friendships. You might not have a friend overnight, but I really do think that prayer is to a friendship like water is to a plant. I needed this reminder because I never have seen so much conflict in my life after COVID. And there's so many things right now that can cause conflict in relationships, but saying that, "Can I pray for you? Can I pray with you?" That's not going to cause conflict, right? So here's a few things that you can definitely pray over your friendship. And I'm going to write this down all in the show notes. I'm just going to throw a bunch of verses at you. Romans 12:18. We've covered this in other episodes. "If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone." Then James 5:16 says, "Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." The power of prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Yes, love it. Love that. Hope it's a good reminder. Pray for your friends. Maybe if you don't have any friends that you have asked to pray for you in a while, maybe it's time to text them. Be like, "Hey guys, this is going on in my life, and I need some prayer warriors," okay? You won't regret it, I promise. I couldn't do this podcast without Descript. It's an amazing software that helps you edit video and audio at the same time. You're recording it right on your laptop, using your camera and the audio setup of your choice. I probably have a little bit more of a high-tech one for me at least. I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I feel like such a pro. Anyways, Descript makes you feel like a pro, for real. You can literally edit by rewriting what you said and edit your transcript. It's a game changer, guys. And the next amazing feature that I want to tell you about is that you can download each video to the size of whichever social media platform you desire. So like for YouTube, you can have it in the size for YouTube or TikTok, Reels, it's kind of the same size. And then you can also customize what your kind of like your the titles down here, like the font and everything, so you can make it really pretty, as you can tell. And then you can also make it into a square, like you can make your video into a square, which I don't really know what you'd want that for now. Maybe like an Instagram video and not a reel. I don't really know, but that's an option. Anyways, I love Descript, and there's so much more that you can do with this software, and I don't even have time to tell you about all the things that you can do with it. But as someone who has done audio editing for a long time, and honestly, I was just kind of like over using Adobe and using all these other softwares because you'd have to do the video and split it up from the audio, and that's just a lot of work. Honestly, I get bored. Whenever I have to do any kind of audio editing, I get so bored. So this is like the best thing ever because you get to edit your audio and your video at the same time. You can download it as a WAV file or an MP3. Anyways, I'm gonna stop boring you with all of this nerdy talk. Below, you can find the Descript link in the show notes. When you subscribe to Descript using the link you find in this video, I do receive a commission, which helps me keep this podcast going. So thanks ahead of time. And as always, if you need any kind of help with your social media accounts, please check out my media company, Abundantly More Media. We are happy to help you with all of your content dreams and making them come true. Fashion news. Don't throw away your clothes. Fix them. I am big into this, huge into this. If you don't know how to fix your clothes, there's a YouTube channel somewhere out there for you. But starting on November 1st, Bottega Veneta, man, why can't I say that? That's so embarrassing. Anyways, is effectively giving all of its customers a lifetime warranty, allowing them to get their bags repaired and refreshed. It's an option that high-end brands have offered for years, although every service has been different. As of April 2021, Chanel only offers a 5-year warranty. Louis Vuitton will repair any bag or leather, but it's not free. Like, you can go in and you can pay for that. Exact prices vary based on the item and the level of repair. But as the fashion industry becomes more cognizant of its environmental impact, more brands are going to be offering repairs as a cost-effective way to extend the life of garments. There's a lot of interest in this industry about it. The major brands that are going to be doing this more and has been pushing for this is, of course, Patagonia. They have opened repair centers and repair-focused startups like the Restory. They have raised millions of dollars in funding, and then even fast fashion brands have started to offer repairs. Like Zara has announced that they're going to launch a new repair service, and that was last Friday, I guess, or maybe a few weeks ago. And then Uniqlo, I can't pronounce this one either. That's so embarrassing. They opened a repair center in New York in January. So these are new things that people are doing. If you didn't know, I'm pretty sure Nordstrom Rack offers like free repairs of anything. Like you could take anything in and get it repaired. So that's like a very common, like for me, that's a little bit more relatable than like Chanel. Chanel would not fix something for free. Like they literally would charge for them for you to come back and have to get something fixed. Ugh. Yeah. So this is information from Glossy. It's like a news source that I really enjoy. It's all fashion news, really great stuff. But this is the direction they're going, and I really, really, really love it. I think it's so important. And you know what? Learn how to put a button on a shirt. Like, if you're a guy, do it. Like, there's no shame in getting a needle and thread out. I'm pretty sure John said he could do it. Like, I'm pretty sure he's learned or something like that. That would be hilarious. I should take a video. Like, he should be the one doing a tutorial on how to put a button and a thread together and, like fix a shirt. I think he said that he knows how to do it. Anyways, that would be really funny. Maybe that'll be a reel on my Instagram or something. But it is, like, so important that we start repairing things instead of throwing them away, especially when you've invested in something. But I'm pretty sure that if you have a Nordstrom Rack card, or I don't know, maybe even if you buy something from Nordstrom Rack, they'll repair it. I haven't actually done it yet. The only time I've ever had anything repaired was a Kate Spade purse. And I'm so mad about this because I went to the, and I should have told my husband, because my husband's really good at, like, coming back and being like, hey, you didn't do this right. I hate it. I get so embarrassed. Like, I am not one of those people to return food at a restaurant. I should be better. I used to be that way. I don't know what happened, but my personality totally changed. I do not like it. I do not like it at all. Anyways, I got this leather bag. It's beautiful. It's like rose gold from Kate Spade. My mom got it for me and I used it so much. And the little thin handles, it was like little thin handles. It ripped in the middle. And did it rip in the middle or something? Yeah. And then I got it I was trying to get it fixed and they put it on wrong to where the strap is twisted. But that's how they did it. And it's a professional, like, leather shop. Like, I cannot believe it. Here in the city, I cannot believe they did it. They repaired it so badly. So that's the only time that I've gotten something repaired, but I need to go take that purse back to somewhere and get it fixed. I probably won't go back to that one place. But it's really true, though. There's not a lot of places to get things repaired, like clothes and leather and bags and stuff. Like, people just throw it out. And I'm glad that we're moving in another direction to where things are opening up for repairs. And Patagonia, of course, is leading the game on this one. Okay, let's do some therapy, cognitive therapy. The reason why I wanted to pair this with talking about prayer and how it changes relationships is that when you are putting in positive thoughts and reshaping your thought patterns, it really does affect how you live life. And I love thinking about this concept of black and white thinking. Here's the thing. As Christians, and I will be the first to admit this, we have a lot of black and white thinking. Something is right or wrong, and that's how we think, and right or wrong, okay? That's fine, but we have to remember that people are both evil and created in the image of God. So you have to really grapple with the fact that there's a lot of gray areas in life. There's not a lot of absolutes. And that's actually it's an irrational belief if you think that life is black and white. And it will not serve you. And you'll end up being very frustrated in life. Okay. So here's my card. I have this deck of cards. And if you guys want it, I'll link it in the show notes, but it's this CBT deck of cards. It's for whoever wants it, but I use it in therapy with my clients. I have one in my office, and then I have one here, but this is countering all or nothing thoughts, okay? This is black and white thinking. Pay attention for times today when you're thinking in black or white terms, such as nothing is going my way. Consider whether the situation is actually that extreme. For example, how many things in reality actually are going the way you want them to? Practice seeing shades of gray in each experience. So yeah, maybe something isn't going your way. Like for me, I'm trying to think of something. I tried to register for classes today and it wouldn't let me. And so I'm kind of just waiting around and I'm like, this is the last semester. So I have to get into this class. And I planned it out to where I was going to be one of the first people. I have to have this time. I have to have this class. They're not letting me in. So I was thinking that I was never going to graduate. So I have to reprogram my thought patterns and say, Hannah, that is not true. You are going to get into this class. They don't want you to not graduate. It's going to be okay. And that was an extreme thought of never, I'm never going to graduate, where I can think, okay, that could be a possibility, but it could also not be a possibility. I could also graduate and be fine and get into this class today. It might happen. So I don't know if that helps you. It just stressed me out. But think in gray, because there's a lot more gray in life than black and white. Okay? And pray through those situations. And maybe as you talk to God, they won't become as scary and as extreme. And maybe ask a friend to pray for you. Get some praying friends. Oh, man. I am with you. It is a hard season. It is hard to trust the Lord, and it's hard to build friendships as adults, and it's hard to not have extreme thoughts and thought patterns, and that's why prayer comes in. So I hope that this was a helpful episode for you. Thank you so much for being here. And as always, Jesus got you and you are covered. I'll see you in the next episode.